Village Around Lake, April 7th, 2014, regular meeting.
Good evening once again, everybody. I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, April 7, 2014, at 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Trustee Wazowski.
Thank you. Trustee Newby, would you lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. This is the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Making a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of March 17, 2014. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment this evening? No public comment? Thank you, everybody, for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, items 5.1 through 5.6 as follows. Item 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $297,653.49. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending March 23, 2014 in the amount of $113,286.72. 5.3, accept the February Treasurer's Report as presented. Item 5.4, adopt an ordinance amending the liquor license chapter of the Round Lake Village Code. Item 5.5, adopt an ordinance amending the Village Code relating to solicitation. And item 5.6, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of alcohol beverages at 657 Railroad Avenue in Round Lake, Illinois.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Madam Clerk, any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Motion carries. To get a motion for item 8.1 to approve payment of $127.08 to Granger.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Abstain.
Trustee Fred.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 9.1, from the Police Department Good Citizens Award.
Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen of the board, members of the board, I'd like to introduce to you Kevin Kurlikowski. February 21st this year, approximately 12:30 a.m., Kevin was returning home when he observed an elderly male suspect laying in the snowbank just north of this driveway. The subject was later identified as a neighbor of Kevin's. He was extremely cold, wearing only pajamas and no shoes. Kevin reacted promptly and placed the neighbor in his rear passenger seat of his car and Kevin Moore on the call 911. Kevin's courtesy and concern and care for that gentleman probably saved his life. And for that, we'd like to recognize Kevin for his service.
Kevin, we hear it all the time, things that make community great, and this is probably the greatest thing that can be done for the community. Thank you so much. This is hard work. This is what it's about. There's nothing more important than public safety, and for a resident to step forward to a person in need, thank you. If I can read this for a moment. Distinguished Community Service Foundation. Is awarded to Kevin Kurlikowski. Mayor McGillis, the Board of Trustees and the Round Lake Police Department, on behalf of the citizens of the Village of Round Lake, commend your efforts to care for a fellow man during time of his greatest need.
In the early hours of February 24, 2014, you discovered a fellow citizen in dire need of assistance. You gave exceptional care and concern, which ultimately prevented the person from suffering serious injury. The Village Board of Trustees and the Round Lake Police Department recognizes Kevin of Round Lake on April 7th in Round Lake, Illinois, signed by the mayor and Michael Gillette, the chief of police. Community Development, Building and Zoning Special Events. On the mayor's comments, it's late today, I'll be quick. The first thing I want to bring up that's not on the agenda is an event that happened yesterday morning. There was a fire downtown. There was a structure fire that started underneath what we know as Round Lake Cleaners on the corner of 134 and Cedar Lake Road. Ann and I got up where it was chilly out, but we were taking advantage of cabin fever. We're going to have a cup of coffee in the front porch when a fire truck pulls up right in front of our house. And Ann says, I think you better come look at this. There was smoke coming downtown. More trucks arrived. I spoke with the chief this morning, and thankfully this did not happen later in the day. A resident saw smoke coming between the two buildings. If this would have been a couple hours earlier when everybody was asleep, it could have been catastrophic. The fire broke out in the basement of the building. I went over and observed our fire department, which you know I served on the board there for 4 years, nearly 4 years, and was honored and proud to do that, and then to be able to stand right next to the command vehicle and listen to this event get orchestrated and how they approached the fire, how they fought the fire, how they entered the building, what their concerns were. It was surreal. It was like watching a television program. The first thing that I met with is Jim DeVito. He's walking up to me and says, hey boss, how you doing? I know Jim, crap, no, I didn't mean that literally. And I didn't notice it because he's in full garb and his arm is like this and he has a Yorkshire Terrier in his arm. Which, you know, just as soon as you attach life to this event, it has more meaning. I watched Paul Mapplethorpe, our fire chief, Doug Westergaard, and the command truck orchestrate this thing. Everybody that was on the scene had a name tag with Velcro on it. Where they were at in the building, where they were at in the basement, the first floor, the second floor of the apartments, what teams were with them from other communities, the problems they were walking into with radio communication, finally gaining access to the basement and being so smoked out they had no visibility, listening to them create positive pressure in one building to keep smoke out of it, and then take out a window to start moving the smoke that was in the basement out of the building, and then investigate the fire until it was completely out. It was a surreal moment, and I had Paul come over today and talk to me more about everything that went on. All I can say is kudos to the fire department working in unison with the police department, directing traffic around the area, Cedar Lake Road, and 134 with Hart Road closures and Washington Street is a little busy now. And to watch this thing go as smoothly as it did with a minimal loss of property. Unfortunately, the mayor and the first lady's lot of clothing was in the dry cleaners at the time, but that's the worst loss that we have. And my feeling to the owners, it has to be catastrophic. There wasn't a lot of fire damage and there was a lot of smoke damage. So anyways, I just wanted to say, again, so proud to be a part of this village.
I also want to thank the OLI, who comes out on the big events every time, the volunteers, the well-trained, and thank you to Ron Cracker for their training with the outside villages, departments, to make us so wonderful as they are. I served on the background over 10 years myself, don't remember, but that's a big shot it is.
Yep, yep. The other thing that I want to mention quickly in the mayor's comments is Round Lake placed 45th in the top 50th safest communities to live in the state of Illinois. I think everybody received these. I made copies for everyone if you want to take one, pass them around. And I also want to point out the picture. This was something that this 50 safest cities, SafeWise, requested a village of the best requested a photograph that would best represent the village. And my first inclination was to take a photo of our village hall. It's new, it's modern, it's nice. We have some great photos of it. But it's not what this is about. And thank you, Chief, again, for coming up with this photo, because it really depicts what Safe City is about. If anybody wants one of these. And what else? Item 14.3 under Mayor's comments is we need to adopt a resolution approving the CMOM, Capacity Management Operations and Maintenance Program. The annual capacity management operations and maintenance investment. It's something that we need to, all of the members of the Northwest Sewer Committee approve this, and we need to approve this resolution as a member. It's in the, it's in your board packet. Eric threw one up. There were some concerns raised about it, but this is what all of us have to do and deal with.
Great reading, by the way.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution. Approve the amendment.
I second.
Motion for approval of CMOM by Trustee Newby and seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Brief summary of the business summit meeting we had last Wednesday. Again, thank you, Lake Bowl, for hosting this and allowing us to have that there. The smallest attendance, we're going to start working on reaching out to our business community better. We had approximately, what was it, 60 people that showed up on the first one, 45 the second, it keeps dwindling. I didn't take a head count of how many were there. But the big thing that we're going to do, Russ and I decided that a week before the next business summit meeting, we're going to call each individual business license holder, have a brief conversation with them, invite them personally, and tell them how important it is that they have to be involved. When we first brought the business summit meeting forward, everybody was excited because the village had never done it before. Now we're doing it, and it's trickling away. So we have to stimulate some participation and get people to have ownership in this. The timing is perfect with the new planner coming on board and writing the comprehensive plan. And we need the village, the residents, the homeowners associations, and the license holders to take part in this new venture that will be used as a marketing tool to get Round Lake pointed and head in the right direction. Briefly, we just talked about the comprehensive plan. I gave a brief summary on what they were originally written for and how it differs today and what you can use and things you can implement in them to use them as a marketing plan to bring development in and get investors interested in your community. Something that we just started kind of lightheartedly, as Chief put it, whimsical, but something I find to be very important. That's the Mayor's Just Because Award. The first award that was recognized was to Officer Peter Marquardt when I saw him stop in the middle of traffic to assist an elderly gentleman getting out of his vehicle who was obviously in a precarious situation. He couldn't get back in the car. He couldn't get back. He couldn't get out. It was he was on his way to dialysis, and Officer Marquardt pulled over, jumped out of his car, and literally ran to that man's assistance. Got him out of the van, walked him across the street to Fresenius, and it really put a smile on my face. And I recognized him that day, and we coined it the Just Because Award. We have another Just Because Award for Officer Eric Wang, who we've all saw the press on the horrible airplane accident that happened to one of our residents in Clearwater, Florida. And Officer Wang was the unfortunate individual, but it's part of what they do, that had to go to the family's residence that morning and inform them of this horrific event. And what he did, staying with that family, comforting them, being there if they needed him, he helped with making travel arrangements to get the people to Florida, stayed with that family, and did follow-up calls the next day to make sure that family members were doing well, and if they needed anything, to let them know that he was there and the village was there. That's going above and beyond the call of duty, and people need to be recognized for that. So my hat's off again to you, Chief. That's part of good mentoring, and certainly to him. Again, that's something that needs to be recognized. I'm glad we can. And that's all of the mayor's comments. I told you it'd be pretty quick. Trustees' comments.
I have a couple, and I'm sure I'm probably going to skip over one of your life afterwards, but there's probably not one either day. First off, my thoughts and prayers are definitely go out to the family that was hit a little too close to home. So just say, you know, during the grad session and spring break, you know, we all think about our parents and hope that they're going to have a great time and enjoy their spring break. And unfortunately, sometimes tragedies happen, and mom will die until we hear up. So, lots of prayers to the family. For the young man, Kevin, who received the Merit Award, who's not on here as much, but I can completely sympathize with that situation as well. Growing up, I had a really neighbor who lost my son in the snow years back, and it's amazing how much that little gesture really impacted their life. Still to this day, she's no longer with us, but their family still reaches out to me every once in a while and I adjust them. So it's just amazing how much that little bit of time really does go along and really does impact not only that person's life, but the person who helps out and their family. Awesome, number 45, I love it, top 50. And I was so excited when I, like you mentioned, about the Village Hall picture. I was really excited when I didn't see our Village Hall on it. I know it's really bad, but I mean, that's right. This reflects us as a community. We're not just the Village Hall.
Right.
It's the people, it's the residents, it's everybody that's here living this life. And that was just so awesome to really see that. You just follow the, here's what your Village Hall, here's your Village Emblem, you know. That was really, really cool to see. I love that. What else? You know what, I'll just say they don't want to hear somebody else say, because I know somebody else is going to say that. So, that's it for me for now.
Thank you, though. Yeah, I would just say again, great job, Chief, on keeping our community safe and just giving some recognition for it, which really great. That's all I have. The program itself starts at 7:00. Yeah, you'll see, so we've got some orders and banners. You'll see banners around on the side of the road, and then you'll see a banner next to this meeting. No, we have one more meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll have a banner in the vestibule down there, and then there'll be one at the one of those vertical banners. There'll be one at the police station. And then you'll see some on the road, and then we've got some that we'll put in various windows around the town. We have to find some places. Don't have those locations.
You know, I should say too that there are a lot of locations around our area. So we're certainly not saying anyone can't come. They're coming from the beach, the park, wherever.
Right.
Everyone's welcome, and this is your opportunity. If you so are inclined to pray for your country and for your local municipalities and your families, this is a great and worthy gathering of fellowship. That is it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
My turn ran out today.
You're going to yield? Okay. Thank you, Trustee Newby. Any other comments? May I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Clemens. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 7:25.